What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back with Blair Bomber. I'm Ethan Hawk, and I'm wearing a beanie indoors. Because fashion. Because don't you guys get it? Don't you guys get about fashion? Is that I have fashion. I'm a fashionista. Whatever. I'm going to get into it right now. Because what else is there to say about this? Blair? Do you think that maybe if you talk like this, then maybe you can slow down and not clutter as much when you speak? Possibly. All right. Last week was kind of a wild week. First of all, it got rear-ended. That was sick. That was so sick. Because you know what? Here's what happened. Went up to this place. Bombed. Tried to get into the comedy store just to watch. I just wanted to watch. I want to catch Tim Dillon. I want to see some guys that I think are great. And usually they let you just go sit in the back. No big deal. Walk in, that guy's like, yeah, sold out, you can't do anything. I'm like, dude, I'm a comic, can I just stand in the back? Just let me stand in the back. I'm not going to get in anybody's way, please. He's like, nah. That's what he sounded like to me. All I heard was, no. So I say, fuck all that. I leave, go back home, going down La Cienega. I'm driving, stop sign, stoplight comes up. I slow down, almost to a stop, and then drilled in the back. I look around, I turn around, and I'm hoping it's a Tesla or a really nice Ferrari. I mean, most Ferraris are nice. I'm hoping that a rich guy is absolutely hammered and just destroyed my car. I want him to pay for my next 6 months of rent. That's what I want. I want my next 6 months of rent paid for, and I want to look at this guy and be like, ooh, you're going to have to pay for some stuff. Turn around, it's not a Tesla, it's a Suburban. And you know who's driving the Suburban? Some guy named Juan. Juan drilled me in the back. We pull off to a side street. Here's the thing about Juan. Juan is probably in his 40s, but he also could be 75. You know, one of those guys who's, you know, he's got some city miles on him, but you also don't know if he just got one of those young faces, like those guys that stop aging after 42, like Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis is going to be 70 in the next 5 years, and he looks 40 still. That's also a bald guy thing. Juan, also bald. Big thing about Juan, I think is important to remember, or just to think of, keep in mind, is Juan had a face scar that started in the center of his forehead that went down around his nose to the top of his lip. And I don't know a lot of guys that have face scars that they got playing with their kids. Like, yeah, we're with my kids. We're out in the park and I slipped and fell and busted my face. No, you get a face scar from getting your face stomped. Like American History X, bite the curb, and then you go, and then you just move your face down and he stomps on the back of your head. And instead of your teeth breaking, you just break your face. He probably had a baseball bat taken to his head within the last 6 months. It was a face scar, but it wasn't fully healed. You know, some scars are still kind of like reddish pink. Those are like in the last couple of years. They're not, just a regular scar. It's like a newer scar. And I was like, fuck. And he was wasted. He was a little bit drunk too. Like he was not the most coherent guy I've ever seen. And I go and look at the back of my car to see what the damage is like. And you know what? It's not bad. It's actually decent. You know, it hit me right in the bumper. And my Chevy Cruze got a sweet ass on it. I got a fat ass. I got a chode ass. I got a chode bumper is what I have. But the guy's wasted. I get his information. I look at his car. And he's missing two windows already. Like his passenger side window was already blown out, and the one behind that one had a trash bag taped not well to it. So I really don't think that I'm going to get anything more than maybe a high five out of this guy. I thought about being like, hey Juan, how about you just give me whatever cash you have on you and we'll call it even. But then I thought about, he's got a cut on his face the size of a number two pencil. So, he probably would have no problem just beating the shit out of me. And he could do it, too. He was wearing a little necktie. Take the tie off, wrap it around my neck. I can't fight. He kicks the shit out of me. Next thing you know, I got a face scar. And then me and him have a nice night. We go out and get coffee, talk to some ladies, told me he was, Ecuadorian Special Forces guy. It was great. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. But my car is fine. My back's a little sore. My neck's a little sore. But that's what happens when you get whiplash forward. It's such a weird thing, too. It's so jarring because you could go from listening to, you know, The Bonfire on XM Satellite Radio, which I have in my car for free. Well, at least for another like month, it's free. Then I had to start paying for it. So I'm getting the mileage out of that. And all of a sudden, you just get rammed in the back, and it snaps your neck forward in this weird way where, like, it reminds me of like getting hit, like in football when you catch a ball and a guy just drills you in the back. It's so similar. It was so weird because like it literally took me back to that time. I was like, wow, that like my lower back hurts and it kind of jars you. Like, you're fine, but you're just like in this weird headspace of trying to figure out what happened. And then when your mind processes it, and then your adrenaline goes through the roof. Like, it's crazy. Like, it hurt initially, but then I was like, all right, I'm going to go duel this guy with the face scar. Don't call him Scarface, though. He wasn't that cool. Anyway, my car's fine. I'm fine. I got Juan's number and his insurance and a picture of his ID. And you know what? The picture on his ID looks like him, but also he didn't have the scar in the driver's license picture. So I know that scar is pretty fresh. I just wonder what he did. I just picture him being like a drug runner and he was late, or he's short a few kilos and someone's like, hey, get the box cutter. Guys, we need the box cutter? Yeah, the box cutter. Yeah. What's it for? Oh, it's for Juan's face. Bring it over here. Hold him down. And then just... I mean, he probably got the face scar from getting rear-ended. How ironic would that be if he got it from a car accident and then he just paid it forward by hitting me? I had a strong neck, though. I really didn't whip up too far forward into my seat because, you know, strong neck. Quit my job. Well, quit one of my jobs. Three jobs right now, and I quit one of them. The Crack Shack. I'm sorry. Like, I work at the Crack Shack, and it was 3 days of training. And I'm a bartender. You hired me as a bartender, and you have me 3 days standing next to the cashier, and I'm just polishing tin trays. I'm sorry. I don't want to do this. It's not for me. Don't feel like it. I'm going to be 30. Like, give me a job where at least I can do something that I'm qualified to do. Like, imagine if you were trying to be a firefighter, and then what they have you do is, hey, you made it through firefighter training, and now we're going to have you pet the dog. Yeah, you're going to pet the dog, and you're going to give him a bath, and then, am I going to fight fires? No, you're just going to pet the dog until the dog feels good. And then when you're done petting the dog, we're going to have you clean some toilets, maybe, I don't know. Do some laundry. Maybe jerk off Fred. Who knows? We'll see if we have time. It'll be great. I don't know. I just feel like... And the thing about quitting the job was is I don't handle... Like, you would think that when you quit a job, you are just saying no to money. That's what you're doing. You quit a job, you're like, all right, the money that you were going to give me, I'm not going to take that. So what you would think is you would actually not go and spend money immediately after quitting that job. I'm an idiot, and I went straight to a Taco Bell. And it's a Taco Bell KFC in one. Taco Bell KFC in one. They're just asking you to be a piece of shit. They're just asking, like, hey, do you want a Cheesy Gordita Crunch? And a PV Chalupa Supreme? And a grilled nacho griller? See, a KFC and a Taco Bell in one is just begging you to be a piece of shit. That's what it's doing. That's what I want you to do. Because it's one thing to go in there and order like a chicken sandwich, you know, with some potato wedges and a large drink. It's another thing to order that meal and then three tacos, two burritos, and a beefy nacho griller. Like, that is just that's what encompasses America right now. It's like, I have this one thing I could have in KFC, but you're telling me that I could also have Taco Bell? And everyone was like, yeah, of course, have those together. That's great. That's not at all bad for you. And we're all like, okay, we'll do that. $15.55 was what I paid for this meal, and I ate all of it. I was full about two chicken sandwiches in, and then I was like, well, I'm not just going to, like Taco Bell doesn't keep well in the fridge. Nah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to eat all of it And then I'm gonna feel bad for anywhere from 8 to 12 hours. And then I won't do that same thing for at least a week, but I will do it within the next 10 days because that's just where I'm at money wise. I'm going to spend all this money, on anything that's not bills. I might as well just spend it at a massive fast food chain that was so lazy. They're like, hey, let's just shove two conflicting styles of food together and hope that Americans are so fat and disgusting that they won't bat an eye. But, oh, chicken sandwich and a beefy nacho griller? Oh, I would love to have both. Can I have extra honey? Blah, 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 blah. We're so fat. So fat and disgusting. You know what else is weird? So I'm getting into these jobs, right? And I'm meeting new people. And it's such a weird thing to make friends in your late 20s. Because your entire life, you're making friends as a kid. It's so weird making friends in your late 20s. Because when you make friends when you're younger, you're like, okay, we're going to be together for the next 8 years. Let's see which one of you I can tolerate the most and which of you can tolerate me, more importantly, because I'm a crazy person. Even me at 14, I was like a disaster. And then you get older and then you get into college and you really get to pick your friends because you're not just beholden to people that you grew up with. And most of the people that you were friends with when you were a kid are your friends because most of the people that you're friends with when you were a kid, you're friends with because their parents like drinking together. If you have, you know, like six kids and all the parents, and then there's what, three, four sets of parents, and you're like, oh shit, we're gonna have to see each other, right? I guess. All right, well, you're fun. Let's just get drunk. All right, well, now we're going on vacations together, so I hope Jake and Hannah are friends. Hope Jake and Ben are buddies. But then when you're like in college, you have these people that you pick as your friends. Like, I mean, I played sports, but still, I was still picking among the guys I was around. It was 100 and some guys, so it wasn't like it was a terrible sample size. But you make friends with these people, and they're your boys, and you make that decision. Then when you're in your 30s, like, oh, I got to get to know somebody? And everyone's already accrued all this baggage. There's so much baggage that people have in their late 20s that now they're just going to overshare. I talked about oversharing before. I don't like it. So when we're sitting there and you meet someone new and they're like, yeah, my name's Dynasty and my parents, like, they divorced when I was, you know, going through some stuff myself. It's like, anyway, like, my uncle molested me. It's totally fine. I'm good. Hi, do you want to, like, get coffee? No. No, I don't want to get coffee. You just told me some horrible things about you that I don't need to know. Like, we could be cordial, but we don't need to be. I have enough friends. I'm good on friends. And you seem like the kind of person who's gonna just try and lay all your shit on me. You know, people that will just share anything just to do it. Like, they don't want a conversation. They just want to be heard. And that's fine. We can just, if you want to just tell me about your tough day with your car not starting, that's cool. That's fine. But when you cross from car not starting to childhood traumas, I'm out. I can't be a part of that. But yeah, it's like, what are you going to do when you're like, you know? I think a lot of making friends in your late 20s is just deciding that I think you're less crazy than the craziest person in this room. Because you want to find who the craziest person is, right? And then avoid them. And then if you're lucky, other people will also know that person's crazy. And you can commiserate over the fact that at least none of you guys are fucking insane like Ted. Because Ted's a weird guy. And does Ted have facial scars? No, Ted's a white guy. White guys don't have facial scars. That's only like a, you know, South American thing. Colombians love a good face scar. Americans... white guys have face scars in the United States if they gave them to themselves. Like, oh, I was cutting my arm and now I'm just going to cut my face. Oh, another thing. Okay. I was talking before about fake butts, a lot of fake butts. Fake butts, fake tits, all great. The fake faces, though. What are you doing with your lips? Why do your lips look like you just sucked on a vacuum while it was sucking on your lips? It's not a good look. Can I have the eggs Benedict, please? It's like, you know, okay, when I started shaving my head, it was a little bit different. You know, like, get used to looking at yourself in the mirror with just absent of hair. That's weird, yeah. And then, you know, I got my teeth fixed. Teeth are all fake. Shout out fake teeth. Shout out Dr. What is his name? It's Doc in Iowa. Best orthodontist in the game. So hit him up if you know who I'm talking about. You don't. I don't even know what his name is. How are you going to know what his name is? You will adjust to the things. But if I decide to cut my face or inject things into my mouth, like into my lips, I and like, because your face starts to droop, because you look not real. You look like you were made in a lab. And you know what? You guys know how I feel about making things made in a lab are usually pretty great. Because guys, men make things better when they're made in the lab. With science behind it, hey, the science is going to make this better. Doesn't really apply to your face. Nose jobs are really the only facial surgery that you can get, I think, that someone can do, and you'd be like, I bet you didn't get a nose done. But there are still bad nose jobs. You know if someone has like a hump, like a hump in their nose, and they want to get that shit out of there, and they just kind of like shave it down, and it looks good? That's a good look. Pull that off, for sure, for sure. But if you do the Michael Jackson nose where all of a sudden, it's like someone took an ice cream scoop and just raked it across your face, that's not the best look. You guys know what I'm trying to say here? Just get it? I'm just trying to be a sexist asshole because I hate women, guys! I hate women! I don't hate women. Women are great. I need women. I need women because if it's not for women, it'd just be me jerking off and trying to convince myself that it's not gay to blow someone. That's where I would be if it wasn't for women. But if there's no women, then I guess it's not gay. If everyone's a guy, then it's like, oh, we're all just going to fuck each other. Cool? Sound good? I've already gone too long. The orange hat looks good, though, right? You guys like it? You like the orange hat? I said a lot today. I said a lot. Yeah. In conclusion? Oh, dude, remember that? Like, overall, that's how you would end every conclusion. Like, at the end of every paper in college, it was always like a, in conclusion, or overall, I would just like to, and then you just, that was the thing about, like, writing papers in high school and kind of in college, was there was the formula where it's like the intro paragraph, this is what I'm going to talk about, and then you have your body paragraphs, this is some stuff about the stuff I said I was going to talk about, this is me talking about the stuff I was going to talk about, and then the conclusion is just you restating what you said in the intro. In conclusion, alpha males are bad in the gorillas, because the gorillas and the monkeys, and that it's, and you sound like a fucking idiot. If you read back any paper I've ever written, I either sound like the dumbest boy who ever lived, or I sound like I hit right click synonym for every word. Indubitably, young sire. All right, that's it. Might have to cut that part at the end out because it was just so fucking stupid. God, your boy loves saying dumb shit, huh? Your boy just loves saying dumb shit, wearing dumb shit, just being a dumb shit. That's me. That's where I'm at. Also, hey, if you are still listening, please rate, review, subscribe. Reach out to me, please. I haven't said this in a while, but yeah, for sure. Instagram, Twitter, my phone, if you have my phone number, just shoot me a text and be like, yo, what's up, dude? I listen to the pod. It's hella cool, man. We like the things you say on the pod are kind of crazy and stupid, and my family listens to it together. We shouldn't, because you say a lot of bad words like cunt and shit sometimes. So, like, maybe don't say that as much, but we like what you're doing. So go rate, review, subscribe, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, do the fucking, just do all of it, okay? I'm trying to make myself feel like I'm doing something good with my art. My art being me talking shit into a camera with no one else around. There's no one here, guys. And you know that. Someday there'll be somebody else here. Someday I'll bring somebody else in and I'll be talking to them. And that'll make me less crazy. Or it'll just make me feel like a narcissist because I just talk. And then I'm like, hey, you don't say anything, though. Don't say anything. I'm talking for the next 20 minutes. Okay, you don't say anything. Can you imagine if I brought somebody in just to, hey, sit down so I don't feel like a crazy person. Sit over there and don't speak. And you know, close your eyes. And no mic for you. No microphone for you. You just be quiet. Okay, cool. Okay. No guess. Gang, no guess. No guess, gang, no guess. I'm out.